Yo, what's up? It's the Pop-Tart Boys here. Your hosts, Aiden,
Ryan,
Connor,
and Ryan, feeding you information so you can stay popping.
Hope you're ready for some sweet facts.
And today's episode is Judges Ain't Got No Worries.
Today's segments include judicial selection, tenures, and controversial appointments. For our first topic, judicial selection and appointments, how are judges even appointed anyways?
Good question, Aiden. The president nominates someone for a vacancy on the court, and the Senate votes to confirm the nominee. This requires a simple majority. In this, both the executive and legislative branches of the federal government have a voice in the composition of the Supreme Court.
So what do you guys think of that?
I don't think it's very fair that the people of the United States do not get a say in who's appointed into the Supreme Court.
And why is that, Connor?
Because the Supreme Court doesn't have to go through the whole process of, like, a senator or a president of getting elected, and they're one of the three branches of government. So I think it should be, like, a fair place of overall, because if they're all equal, two of them should not be able to choose, like, what, like, should go on in the other branch of just, like, one person.
Oh, yeah, I completely understand that. So how do you become a Supreme Court justice anyways? Like, what do you need to be able to put on your resume to get in there?
Well, typically, these guys start off young in their careers as lawyers and then work their way up to judges in kind of their local government, and then also working in law in some sort of capacity.
Yeah, fun fact about today's Supreme Court justices is you'll find that 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices all graduated from Harvard Law, excluding Brett Kavanaugh, who graduated from Yale.
That sounds a little biased towards Harvard Law, from my eyes.
Okay, but Connor, if you think about it, Harvard's one of the most prestigious schools, if not the most prestigious school in the country. So that's like quoting the smartest scientist in the world and saying that's biased.
You know what, Ryan? That's facts, no cap.
All right, guys, that was a great discussion. Now let's move on to our next topic, 10 years. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. So for 10 years, you know, obviously all these judges are in there for life. That's pretty crazy. What do you guys think about that?
All right, I think 10 years are, like, very extreme in government because I don't think people should be in there for that long because government, like, flows, like, with eras and stuff, and it changes. And if judges aren't willing to change, like, with that and they're not going along with society and, like, what the United States is going towards, like, they shouldn't be in there for that long.
Well, to counteract that, I think it's really important that we have lifetime 10 years because could you imagine if, say, Trump got reelected and held 8 years and then after that for another presidency we had a Republican come in for another 8 years? And even if you put the tenure at 10 years, could you imagine what a Supreme Court full of 9 Republicans could do versus 5 and 4? It'd be pretty crazy.
So an alternative that we could probably look at for future justices down the road could be maybe setting an 18-year term limit.
Yeah, Ryan, that's some strong insight there.
Like, what a great way to end the discussion there. Now on to our next topic, controversial appointments. This
is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't catch you slipping, no. Got it.
Controversial appointments, obviously a pretty big one recently. Brett Kavanaugh, Ryan?
Yeah, Aiden, so to kind of recap on that, so Brett Kavanaugh, back in the 1980s while he was in high school, was accused of sexually assaulting 3 females. He obviously denied all 3 of these allegations, and after further investigations through the FBI, there was no evidence found against him.
Though these are obviously some pretty serious accusations, I think kind of the whole country overlooked our principle of innocent until proven guilty. And throughout all the trials, really, there wasn't any hard evidence that was, like, shown to prove that Kavanaugh was actually guilty.
I just think it's ironic that this happens right when Kavanaugh's name is put into the spotlight and he's about to get appointed to the Supreme Court justice, that this just comes out of something that happened over 30 years ago. And I just think that this happens a lot in today's society and people should take it more seriously.
All right, I guess that'll wrap it up on controversial appointments then. This was the Pop-Tart Boys bringing you the crispiest info on judicial appointments. Next week, we'll be going over the next new craze, banana chips and Monica Lewinsky. Hope you guys enjoyed. We want to give a special shout-out to one of our sponsors who made this all possible, Teddy Boogert. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Teddy.
Thanks, Teddy.
You're the man.
Pop-Tart Boys out. Peace. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it.
see you again. We've come a long way.